Dear friends, the Irish province of the Institute of Christ the King, Sovereign Priest, presents Lenten Thoughts. Live not by bread alone, but by every word from daily Mass. Please consider helping us restore our church in Belfast, the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Go to this GoFundMe link and donate. Thank you for your generosity.
Holy Monday, the harlot and the thief. Visualize Jesus in the home of Simon the leper in Bethany. Observe Lazarus and his sisters along with the disciples, including Judas among them. Take in the entire scene and strive to glean some personal insights from it. The prevailing belief is that the woman, Mary, who anointed the feet of our beloved Lord is the same Mary Magdalene mentioned by St. Luke in chapter 7, who performed a similar act earlier. Thus, this marks the second occasion she publicly demonstrates her profound love for Jesus. It's noteworthy that in Matthew 26, it's mentioned that she anointed his head. The first time it was his feet, symbolizing Mary's repentance. Now it's his head, symbolizing Mary's love sanctified. Love and humility shine brightly in Mary's actions, and indeed they encapsulate the essence of our duty to our dear Lord. We cannot truly love him without having faith, hope, and obeying his commandments. Similarly, genuine humility arises from recognizing our own helplessness without him and feeling sincere remorse for our wrongdoings. Do I truly love Jesus with a foundation of genuine charity and humility? I must ensure that my devotion is not merely sentimental or emotional, but grounded in truth. To discern this, I should examine whether my goodness wavers inconsistently, whether my piety and virtue are practiced only when convenient, or if I persistently strive for goodness and righteousness despite spiritual dryness, mental reluctance, or external distractions and temptations. If I find my self-examination lacking, I will promptly take steps to correct my shortcomings. Reflect on how, amidst the consolation Jesus received from the devout act of Mary Magdalene, his blessed soul was wounded by the criticism of one of his own apostles. How sharply Judas's rude objection must have pierced his tender heart. How chillingly his cold calculation must have resonated with those who loved him. It's the destiny of the truly devout to be misunderstood and encounter harsh criticism of the expression of devotion. Let us not be disheartened if the worldly-minded or even individuals we regard as virtuous fail to appreciate our heartfelt actions for God. If we are genuinely virtuous, we will not boast about our own good deeds. Additionally, we will remember that no amount of worldly disapproval can diminish the merits we have in the eyes of God. Judas criticized Mary's act of anointing Jesus with costly ointment, suggesting it could have been sold to benefit the poor. However, the Gospel reveals that his concern for the poor was feigned, as he was actually a thief. Imagine the profound anguish this revelation caused the Sacred Heart of Jesus, knowing the true intentions of the treacherous Judas behind his words. Jesus' intimate knowledge of hearts and motives, his clear perception of every human thought, intensified his suffering both before and during his passion. It was this awareness that distinguished his sufferings from those of ordinary men. Jesus did not just experience physical pain and betrayal. He had a vivid understanding of the hearts, minds, souls, consciousness, and thoughts of all people, past, present, and future. Not only those who inflicted harm upon him, but all humanity. What a ghastly sight for the Lord of Holiness to behold. I know what he saw in Judas's heart. What does he see then, and what does he see now in my heart? O my God, grant me true love for you and genuine humility. Let me see myself as you see me, and grant me the grace never to conceal my flaws with a veil of hypocrisy. Dearest Lord, I resolve to compensate for the bitter pain you endured for me by loving you with all my heart, and by striving through my good example to lead others to love you as well. Jesus, aid me by thy grace.
Did you enjoy today's Lenten thought? Why not help us make this former Presbyterian church worthy of the Catholic liturgy, our beloved Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Belfast? To donate, go to this link. May God bless you for your generosity. And may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph in Ireland.